You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Good morning, Dave.
Dave, how's it going?
Good. It's Thunder and PT. Thanks for coming on the show this morning, and thanks for coming on second date update.
Yeah, awesome. I'm really glad you guys called because I'm hoping to really connect with Laura again, but it hasn't really worked out.
So remind us, Dave, how long has it been now since you've heard from her?
So it's going on 3 weeks, which I know is usually a little long. That's why I'm hoping maybe you guys can help me out.
Right. And how did you meet?
I'm on a couple of dating apps, like pretty much any guys. We met on Bumble.
And you had a date with her, and how did the first date go?
I mean, I thought it went great. I really liked her, you know, but first dates tend to kind of bring a little bit of awkwardness, but also, you know, you just don't know if somebody's really being fake or not.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense. So was there anything... And we like asking this because something obviously, and this is why we do second date update, because it just makes no sense. You go out on this date and everything
seems like it's going fine.
And then there's no word from that person again after you kind of agreed that you would love to see each other again. So was there anything that you can think back to that might have happened that didn't go well or that was bad on the date?
I mean, I really hard to say, but the only thing that I can think about, because she had talked about it for a while, is her being a vegetarian, and I was sitting there eating a steak, so I don't know if that maybe kind of turned her off.
Yeah.
I don't know, but honestly, I think the conversation went well, and I really have no clue.
Okay, just real quick, though, Dave. So did you know that she was a vegetarian before you ordered steak, or was it you ordered steak and then she said afterwards?
She mentioned she was a vegetarian almost the minute we sat down.
Got it.
I didn't. And you're like, I don't care. Just get out. Right. I'll take the T-bone.
Yeah. In that case, give me the porterhouse. Yeah, give me the 86.
That's okay, Dave. You're my kind of guy. I love it.
So here's.
Bone in.
All right. So here's what we do, Dave. We texted her. And see if she's comfortable, first of all, and will agree to come on the show with us. And then we're going to try to find out what if anything went wrong, what happened, and if we can't try to get you guys back together, all right, for a second date.
Awesome.
All right, Dave, hang tight.
Hi, Laura. It's Greg Thunder and PT from 102.9 The Wolf. We texted you a few minutes ago and asked you if you'd come on the air with us this morning. This is Laura, right?
Yeah. Yep. This is her.
Okay, so Laura, I don't know if our text said this or not, but...
do you remember going on a date with Dave a few weeks ago? And would you mind maybe telling us about it a little bit?
Yeah, sure. It's been a while, but we went on a date a little while back.
Okay, so he asked us, Laura, to call you because he's having a hard time getting in touch with you.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him try to contact me, and I've been a little bit... I'm just like not totally sure if I want to go on another date with him.
Mm-hmm.
There were some things that he did that were... I don't want to be mean, but it was like a little bit annoying,
okay.
You know? He seems like a good person, but I just feel like, I don't know, maybe if I started dating him, that would be me settling.
Can you share, like, did he do something in particular that was annoying? Like, what, can you share something with us?
Yeah. He was constantly finishing my sentences. I don't know if you guys have ever had that, but it's like, I know what I'm saying. Let me say it.
Well, yeah, Thunder does it to me all the time.
He's making everything into a joke. Yeah.
Can we let her finish? So he constantly finishes your sentences, and what else did you say about that before we interrupted?
One of those guys who like turns everything into a joke. Like you're trying to answer a question sincerely, and then he's like makes a joke. I feel like that kind of guy just not comfortable in his skin.
So he's a lot. So he's a lot more like PT, in fact, than he is like than me. So this was not an enjoyable date for you, Laura.
It wasn't. I mean, I think he's probably a good guy, but it wasn't fun for me.
Okay, now I just want to let you know, we've got Dave listening in on the other line here. That's something I know we didn't tell you off air or on air up to this point. Dave, is there anything you'd like to say to Laura?
Yeah, absolutely, Laura. I actually don't care if you think I'm annoying or not. I've got a sense of humor, and I'm sorry that you didn't feel it like that. And you know what? I think you can go... I don't want
you call that
you.
A sense of humor? Oh, that's interesting because
you know
I thought you were calling the station because you did care what I thought. That's what it seemed like to me.
You're doing
like
a really good job of just being fake. How about that?
Really? You called,
yeah, because
I told you exactly
now it's showing...
what's annoying about you, and that's me being fake. I mean, really, if the two of us that don't care is probably me. I really don't care what you think, obviously, which is why I didn't call you back. Like, seriously, have a nice life.
Wow.
I need to.
All right. Was anybody able to finish a sentence there?
There was a lot of
I don't know. I thought we made some progress.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, apparently there won't be a second date. That's second date update. Thank you, Laura.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dave, if anyone is still there.
All right.
Laura?
Oh, sorry, Dave. Looks like she's gone, man.
But you didn't do yourself any favors.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.